Today's episode, the first in the Trigger Awareness Podcast, TAP series, presented by Daily Breath in partnership with the Allergy and Asthma Network, will focus on triggers that present asthma risks in the winter. Welcome. This is Eric Kloss, the innovator of Daily Breath. Since trigger awareness is so critical to avoiding or reducing exposures, I've started this Trigger Awareness Program, TAP, a monthly podcast series for allergy and asthma sufferers. Each month, we will educate allergy and asthma stakeholders on the exposure triggers that are impactful to their condition. Our goal is to empower patients to seek allergen evaluation, if needed, but to understand their triggers, whether an allergen, pollution, or the weather, so they may take steps to reduce their vulnerability to symptoms or an attack. I'm joined by my co-host, Andy Wexler, a friend and colleague who had asthma as a child growing up in the Louisville, Kentucky area, a top 10 asthma capital year in and year out. Andy, thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks, Eric. I'm excited about our topic today. It's asthma risks in the winter. Let's start off talking about allergic asthma risks. Eric, why are allergic asthma risks really underestimated?
Well, winter's not usually known as a time when allergic asthma is a concern for most people. For most of the country, pollen isn't present in the air because plant life is dormant during the winter. However, there are parts of the country where specific trees are pollen producing during the winter months.
So are there winter conditions that could cause me to have an asthma attack that I would normally associate with summertime or spring?
Well, there are winter conditions specifically that cause asthma attacks. Certainly extreme cold temperatures and then low humidity or dry air often poses a risk of difficulty breathing for those with asthma.
And so how do we know that cold temperatures and low humidity may cause asthma attacks? I've experienced that myself from time to time, but how do we know this clinically?
Our literature review of 700 sources revealed study-based evidence that confirmed that cold temperatures impact breathing conditions during the winter, as increased asthma attacks, ER visits, and inpatient hospital stays were recorded on days when temperatures fell below freezing.
So you mentioned certain parts of the country that have trees that produce pollen during the winter. Expand on that a little bit. What parts of the country are more susceptible and kind of what are those environmental factors during the wintertime that people could have to deal with?
Well, in the southwest U.S., notably in south and central Texas, there's a lot of mountain cedar trees, and they pollinate between December and March, and it's a source of allergies for many people in that area. One thing to be mindful of when traveling to these areas is that if you experience spring allergies for tree species like cedar and juniper and cypress, you may find you're allergic to mountain cedar when you visit these locations.
Okay, that makes sense. Very interesting. So Eric, you mentioned cold and low humidity can sometimes affect breathing. You know, I've experienced this. Why does that occur?
Cold air actually kind of shocks your airway. It sometimes triggers this rapid inflammation and constriction, causing you to feel like a shortness of breath. It's kind of like the transition that you would have jumping into a pool. You know, it kind of takes your breath away, that cold air, that cold water. That's kind of the experience that the asthma sufferer feels. And sometimes it's just that it takes your breath away.
And what's a sign for the asthma sufferer that cold, dry air is affecting their breathing?
Well, again, the constriction of your airway can often just feel like kind of a burning sensation in your airway, in your throat. So when you go outside and like potentially you feel like you're almost hoarse, you feel that hoarseness in your throat. That can be kind of a sign that you're experiencing that cold air and that inflammation is occurring.
Are there other weather impacts that folks with allergies and asthma should be aware of?
Yes, there's evidence does point to other impacts. We even believe that there's probably an impact from changes in barometric pressure. But quite frankly, with a lot of these variables, we just don't know what we don't know when it comes to which specific weather thresholds actually are causal to asthma attacks.
So during the winter, when asthma patients experience these symptoms, you know, why is that more problematic or concerning than what they would normally experience in spring or fall during the allergy season.
Part of the problem, you know, in general with asthma management and control is that patients often are unaware of their triggers at any time of the year, let alone the winter. And in the winter, they're unaware, they're unprepared because they really don't think something's going to happen. So they haven't taken any proactive steps before actually going outside.
So what could some of these proactive or preventative measures be that could help them avoid, you know, having a sudden asthma attack during the winter?
Well, certainly from a standpoint of limiting the amount of airway inflammation, a person could wear a scarf over their mouth and nose so that the air that they're breathing is warmed before it comes into their airways, okay? And that's a way of not aggravating your airway or creating that inflammation. But if they do have an asthma attack, ironically, because it's winter, many asthma sufferers don't remember to bring their rescue inhaler with them. Which ultimately, this is a mistake. If you have a condition that could be impacted by outdoor conditions, you need to have your relief inhaler with you at all times.
That makes sense.
How can you track your triggers year-round? With Daily Breath, a personal allergy and asthma learning and warning service based on a patient's experience of triggers in their daily life. You may download Daily Breath by texting DBNOW, DBNOW, to 41411 from your iPhone. Thank you.
So, Eric, we've talked about some of those triggers that occur during the winter, but why is awareness of your asthma and allergy triggers important, you know, throughout the year?
Whether it's allergy issues in a specific part of the country or it's just plain winter weather, you need to be prepared and aware of your triggers. By being weather informed and health prepared, this small amount of prevention may help you to manage your winter triggers and avoid asthma attacks. It's key that we continue to have this dialogue about what are the triggers that are impacting patients and how can they know what they are so that they can take preventative action to avoid allergens or reduce their exposure to those allergens. Next month, we're going to talk specifically about how there's an earlier onset of pollen over the last several years, as early as, you know, mid-February, early February in many parts of the country. And there's also a much larger impact of the pollen intensity, and that's because increased precipitation, mostly in the form of rain, but also in the form of snow, is creating growing conditions that are, you know, literally exploding plant growth at a particular time. And that's what creates some of these onset or intense conditions early in the spring, like in February.
Well, that sounds great. I look forward to hearing more about that.
Our partner supporting the Trigger Awareness Podcast TAP series, the Allergy and Asthma Network, unites individuals, families, healthcare professionals, industry, and government decision makers to improve the health and quality of life for Americans with asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Allergy and Asthma Network is the leading source of patient education that is accurate, relevant, and understandable, and promotes evidence-based standards of care. Please consider donating to the Allergy and Asthma Network at allergyasthmanetwork.org. Thank you for listening to the Trigger Awareness Program, TAP, podcast series presented by Daily Breath in partnership with the Allergy and Asthma Network. For more information on triggers, please visit dailybreathforecast.com for blogs on other triggers that one encounters through the year. Please listen to our podcast episodes and provide your feedback via the website. Join us next month as we strive to ensure that even one life breathes easier. Thank you.